yesterday.
Save the $2 on tomorrow's paper. Listen to the Devil's Advocates today. Far away.
Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. It's 420. Light them if you got them and give us a call. 844-967-2789.
Tom, we've got sound and we've got the ability to take your Friday grievances on the phones at 844-967-2789. A couple of thoughts real quick. We're getting tweeted at Devil Radio. Jake tweets, well, first Patrick Marley, now with the Washington Post, shared a little Rojo love from the Journal Sentinel. A day after the January 6th committee showed members of Mike Pence's security team were scared for their lives, Senator Ron Johnson says the committee isn't focused on the most pressing question. You know, what Nancy Pelosi know and when she know it? Jake at Madtown, Jake Edwards tweets, who was in charge of Homeland Security Committee at the time? And for the 2 weeks after January 6th, at Senator Ron Johnson. So what did Rojo know about the plot at the time? Hashtag testify. Absolutely pathetic stuff from him all around. And then he tags a few people, including us at Devil Radio. We appreciate when you tag us. Yeah, excellent question. What did Rojo know? And when did he know it? And why is he taking this suddenly, you know, he's always been sort of a minimalist and apologist for the January 6th. You know, they were tourists and there's a warm, happy crowd. They were just out kicking tires and having a good time. And you know, they found themselves walking between the velvet ropes, always inside the lines. Nobody outside the lines.
I mean, it's just the worst kind of gaslighting ever. Don't believe your lying eyes.
Well, that's what he would have us believe. And now he's wondering, why didn't the Democrats do more to prevent the insurrection that was directly plotted and incited by the former president?
Plotted, yes, planned, plotted, executed, I mean, and allowed to foment. And he tried to let them roll for 3 hours. And so there's no explanation from Senator Johnson as to why he went from, well, the crowd is mostly happy, lucky go, to, well, this is terrible, and why did Nancy fail our country? And, of course, we do know some efforts that were made from Trump's team. Christopher Miller, you know, again, bring up the appointed person over at the Pentagon by Trump after he lost the election, right? His memo went out. National Guard, you got to stand down. They had rules of engagement for Trump supporters. So they knew something was going to happen, obviously. And as the testimony and everything is rolled out, we've seen some of the grisly details of it all. But for Republicans and for people like Senator Johnson to wonder this, why are we having this partisan committee? These are all Republicans. The testimony under oath are from Republican appointees and hires, and these are the guys and gals that Trump wanted around him. These are not partisan political enemies. These are the Republicans. These are what, you know, the Republican Party used to be. They stand up for law and order. They tell the truth. They respect the peaceful transfer of power and appreciate the efforts and what it takes for a democracy to function. Those Republicans are the ones, Senator Johnson, are those fellow Republicans of yours the ones that are being partisan? Or is it the few Democrats on there that are allowing them to make their statements?
Well, Dominic, think of how disingenuous this whole thing is.
Of course.
From Johnson's, perhaps, perspective. Because, of course, why didn't Schumer and Nancy Pelosi prevent this? I mean, Donald Trump, specifically, the whole hearing last night was about the inaction of the former president. I mean, he was all down for the hanging of the Mike Pence. He tweeted, you know, he failed us during the insurrection. He was called by multiple Congress people. Hell, Fox News stars like Sean Hannity and Laura Ingraham, everybody said the president must act. So if you're going to throw shade at Nancy Pelosi, what about your guy? Because you're married to him now. And Ron, last night they played the videotape. Trump wasn't ready to throw him over after the violence. He was abrasive. Let's just play some of the supercut. I think we got some sound here. If there's time, let's start playing. Cut number one, Donald Trump from the J6 hearing.
Addressing the heinous attack yesterday.
This is his January 7th speech.
You will pay. You do not represent our movement. You do not represent our country. And if you broke the law, you can't say that. I'm not gonna, I already said you will pay. The demonstrators who infiltrated the Capitol have defied the seat of dust. It's defiled, right? See, I can't see it very well.
No, okay, yeah.
I'll do this. I'm going to do this. Let's go. But this election is now over. Congress has certified the results. I don't want to say the election's over. I just want to say Congress has certified the results without saying the election.
That means it's over, dude.
Wisconsin trying to get them to decertify the results.
Yeah, right. I didn't say over. So let me see. Don't go to the paragraph before. Okay? I would like to begin by addressing the heinous attack yesterday. Yesterday is a hard word for me.
Just take that.
Good. Take the word yesterday, because it doesn't work with the heinous attack on our country. Say on our country. Want to say that?
No.
My only goal was to ensure the integrity of the vote.
I mean, this is how they used to cut The Apprentice, right? They'd let him go in there and take several takes, and then they'd just take little snippets and, you know, try to clean it up, make it broadcast worthy. But we got to see the raw tapes. And he struggled yesterday.
He seems under the influence of something. The speech was, his speech was not normal. It was that he gets that somewhere, the thick mouth, the thick tongue kind of thing going on. We've seen him do this before. That sounds like what he was happening, what it was going, was affecting him again during these cuts. But whatever, we know. I mean, he's been accused of being some sort of drug addict. I don't know, but that was not normal. None of this is normal. But if it's up to the MAGAs and up to the GOP, this is now the new normal. Hopefully, justice is listening.
You know, I'll hammer Donald Trump on a lot of points, but enunciation will not be one of them. Not from my perspective. Yeah, I struggle with the words and the talking and the such. Come back. More Devils.
Yesterday is a hard word for me.
I know it's wrong. I just want to hear you say it.